just as promised, Rose Smith, our resident psychic from AbsoluteSoulSecrets.com, joins us this morning. Rose,
morning,
welcome.
Rose.
It's Monday.
Good morning, everybody.
How did the eclipse last night treat you? Because my dogs were up barking all night. Is it significant for any reason?
I think it is the eclipse. Mine were doing the same thing. 4 o'clock. They've actually been doing it for two or three nights. Around 3:30, 4 o'clock they start, and the cats too. So it's just like chaos, and they're disobedient.
What, they're not normally?
Dogs, yeah.
No, actually, my big boy Jupiter, he usually does as he's told, but he's been so clingy and begging at the at the table for bacon or eggs or something.
I'd be begging too, Rose, let's be honest.
Why do you think that is? Is there something upsetting the water inside the dog's bodies? Because I was up to have a look at it. I just went, meh, so what?
Yeah, you can't see it. You can't actually see the lunar eclipse in Australia. You can only see the moon, the full moon. But over on the other side of the earth, they can feel it. But whether we can see it or not, it still goes on. It's still happening. So it's affecting people on an emotional level. And it's in Scorpio. So that makes it even more intense because Scorpios can tend to be rather intense, you know, and there's a lot going on underneath the surface.
Tell me about it.
The other thing that's happening is that there's a thing in astrology called a T-square. It's like the angles, the patterns that the Sun, the Moon and Saturn are making at the moment. And this is like quite challenging. So it could grate on people. Perhaps they feel their sense of freedom or their liberty is being put under threat in some way.
Is this why I'm just getting into so many arguments with so many people? It just feels like every day I'm having to defend things, or I'm just grumpy all the time.
Yeah, we're all being challenged, and certainly a lunar eclipse in Scorpio will do that. But when you add in the T-square with the Sun, the Moon and Saturn, that makes it extra strong. So even me, I was yelling at my dog last night because he'd just been outside and got mud on his paws and come in and dragged his feet all over the carpet. There's mud everywhere.
Inconsiderate.
I'd only cleaned the carpet the day before. You know, I'd shampooed the carpet and there's mud all over the carpet now.
Sounds like me yelling at the kids, Rose. Rose, Bilko and I have been talking about, in fact, we've got a bet on who will win the election this coming Saturday night. Now, I think that ScoMo might just nip through by the skin of his teeth. Bilk said that it's going to be an Albo landslide. What are you seeing?
Yeah, I've had three flashes now. They've been slow in coming, but basically it is Albo is going to finally get a go at being the Prime Minister of Australia. But, you know, still, Morrison pulled it off, and you can't really trust the polls either because the last time we had an election, the polls were wrong. And so he does seem to attract sort of miracles. He's a bit of a miracle prime minister that he's even there. it's true.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you can't ever write him off. But because I've had three psychic flashes in the forms of dreams, then I feel confident to say it's Albo. The other thing that I've seen the last week, something's really going on with him, Scott Morrison and Boris Johnson. They're constantly in my face.
Wow.
Like, it's really annoying, you know.
I think Boris is going to be gone soon, to be honest with you.
Yes, they're headed to the same place. That's what I think. Yeah, it's really annoying. You know, you wake up first thought of the day is Scott Morrison and Boris Johnson.
There's better things to be thinking of. Are you getting Zelensky or Putin flashes at all? Are you thinking about what's happening there, or have you just been filtered with what's been happening here?
Oh, I've been very concerned and worried about the Ukraine, but I do think that Putin's not going to be around. He'll be gone within 12 months one way or the other. And while I don't wish harm on anybody or ill will on anybody, I just get that sense with Putin he's not going to be around. And also, it struck me the other week that, you know how you always see Putin with his bare chest on the, you know, riding horses and things like that?
What a man, yes.
Yeah. I think it might be prostate cancer.
I don't know where his prostate is, if you're seeing his chest, Rose, but anyway.
I'm looking in the wrong place.
I think you might be.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, that's what I mean. It's still bubbling over, that Ukraine-Russia crisis at the moment, but you may have heard that, you know, we went through another rough trot over the weekend with flooding. I mean, we've had a really rough trot in town, Rose, and I mean, we don't want to scaremonger people, but what are you seeing before the end of the year? I mean, is the worst over for Gympie Town or what, mate?
Well, as soon as you say that, I do see water in the main street. So I don't know if you've had that just recently or if that's, you have had that recently.
Well, the last couple of floods, the 23-metre one in February did bring water right up Mary Street. And then, of course, on the weekend, we had it in the lower reaches around Brisbane Road. So a lot of businesses affected there, yes.
Yeah, there's shops on the side of the road. I really don't think that it's over, to be quite honest. I feel like it's still ongoing. Mm. And, you know, we're just at the start of, you know, what's happening with climate change. So people were really going to have to put some strategies in place about what they're going to do, because, you know, this one in 100 year flood, we'll be having it a lot more often.
Yeah. See, people in Lismore even saying that maybe that town's totally gone. There's no point rebuilding it.
No, I don't believe with Lismore there is, because it's just going to keep on happening.
Wow.
I mean, maybe there in Gympie it doesn't feel as strong as Lismore, but maybe there's some sort of strategy that, you know, you re-divert the water somehow or something. It doesn't feel as bad as Lismore, but it's not good, that's for sure.
Rose, give us the good news. Is there anything flashing up that you can see at the moment that we've got to look forward to? Any positives?
Yeah, I just saw dollar signs everywhere and the colour green.
Are they around
green.
Me? Are they floating around me? Come on.
Well,
Rose.
we might find that the economy improves somehow. I don't know how, because the other thing, when I woke up this morning, I heard a voice saying that inflation was nearly 10%, which
what?
The official figures are actually 5.1. Mm-hmm. So either they're not telling us the truth, or the inflation rate is going to go up very high over the next 12 months, because that's usually 85% of the time when I see or hear something, it happens within 12 months.
See, it's like the 80s again, when my parents were trying to pay their mortgage off at 17-18% and, you know, needed my board of $100 a week just to put food on the table. That's how bad it got.
Oh, there goes Jupiter in the background. We can hear him.
Yeah, I know. He's outside and still.
Let me in, Mum.
I've got two of them and they're both carrying on, you know. So, but I do remember the 80s, and I had friends that lost their houses at the time because they couldn't keep up with the interest rates.
God. Well, you haven't left with too much positivity, Rose, maybe except for the election result for some part of the Zinc family who want to go, Labor.
Yeah, I think there's opportunities there, but people need to now be flexible about those opportunities. Don't get stuck, you know, like if you're in a rut type of mood, it's time to break out now, because there are opportunities. People can make money with inflation, so... Don't ask me how you do it, I don't know.
Yeah, nor do I.
I know there are opportunities.
Thank you, Rose. Wow.
Good on you, Rose. Always lovely to talk to you, and I hope Jupiter calms down back there. I hope the full moon doesn't infect him too much more.
Rose Smith from Absolute Soul Secrets. Check her out online. We've got the links up now on our Facebook page. Always a pleasure, Rose. Have a great day.
Good. Thanks a lot, guys, and I'll catch you all later.